Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. It is 7 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I have a very special interview. This coming Saturday, my guests will be involved in a very special tag team match, a return match from this past month in Fairfield. Tonight, I am joined by the End of the World. Right now, only one of them appears to be on the line, but that's okay. Welcome to Matt Chat.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, you're on.
Muldoon is here. Hello, everyone.
Muldoon, welcome to Matt Chat.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show with such an esteemed podcast host such as yourself.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
Now, you and your tag team partner this coming Saturday, your partner being, of course, Jake Omen, this Saturday will be taking on T-Money and Samson.
Correct.
For the second month in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true, correct.
Now, what exactly led to this feud? Because I missed November, so I wasn't around to see that. So what led to this feud between the End of the World and T-Money and Samson?
Well, if we're going to talk about this current feud, we have to go all the way back to just shortly before FanFest. Now, Mr. Ace Diamond, you, of course, remember being a fan of the NWF. You know that I was the tag team champions along with David Tyler.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes. Now, David Tyler and I had a very good run. In fact, the only match that we lost was the match that we had at FanFest, which we lost to the Bronze Swingers. So when that happened, unfortunately, the Protected Ones 2.0 all sort of went their own ways. As we know, Ryan Stone and Jay Donaldson were wrestling each other last month, and David Tyler kind of went out and did his own thing. So what I decided to do was I went out and recruited a close personal friend of mine, none other than Jake Omen. You see, because Jake Omen brings out the best in Muldoon, and Muldoon brings out the best in Jake Omen. So what I did was I recruited him to be my tag team partner in order to get my revenge, first and foremost, on the Bronze Swingers, who took those tag team titles away from me. And for those that were not in attendance 2 months ago, Jake Omen and myself took the Bronze Swingers out. In fact, I believe Danny Todd was only in the match for about a minute before we completely shattered his kneecap and took him out of the match. Now, what happened after that match is Samson and Team Money decided to stick their nose in our business, and they decided that if there's anyone who wants to fight with us, that they would be happy to oblige. And really, that's what Jake and I have been looking for since we started teaming up in the Northern Wrestling Federation. We are just looking to fight as many people as we can and prove that we are the dominant force in the Northern Wrestling Federation. So this match is just a return match from last month where, well, we did get the victory, but I guess some people have something to say that we cheated, and they've asked for a rematch, and we are more than happy to take them up on that offer.
Now, in regards to the cheating, I was there, and I didn't see that.
Nah, that's just because there was none. Because let's be real. If you're in a fight, are there any rules in a fight?
Not that I've ever been aware of.
Me neither. You see, because every time I've ever been in a fight, when I'm face-to-face with someone, anything goes. at that point, I'm just trying to survive, and that's all we did. We're just trying to survive, and we did so.
Yes, you did, and like you said, you came out on top.
As always.
So, like you said, you've known Jake Oman for quite a long time. I've actually known Jake Oman for quite a long time. What is it about Jake Oman that made you decide he was the one that you had to recruit?
Well, have you ever heard the phrase good friends better, or excuse me, well, I know we're all familiar with good friends, better enemies, but for Jake and I, it's good enemies, better friends. You see, Jake and I have had feud after feud after feud throughout our wrestling career, and I don't know if anyone remembers when I quote-unquote retired several years ago, but Jake was actually the one that I handpicked to have my final match back in 2013 because I knew that Jake Oman was going to push me to my very limit, and he did just that. So when I decided that I needed to recruit a new tag team partner to help me dominate the Northern Wrestling Federation the way that I once did, there was no other choice than Jake Oman.
I will say you, in my opinion, you picked probably the best person you could have of all the people that are out there.
Superstar. Yes.
Absolutely. I was just about to say. An international superstar who, I mean, he's faced everybody.
Pretty much. I mean,
I haven't looked at his opponent list lately, but he's faced a who's who of professional wrestling. So,
yes, and you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to say, look at his matches. It's a who's who of who he has wrestled. Everyone from Hall of Famers to former world champions, from Denmark to anywhere in Europe and Japan, he's been all over. So why wouldn't I want someone of his renown as my tag team partner?
Absolutely. And one of the absolute toughest people I've ever met.
Oh, without question.
As a matter of fact, I think the top two would be Jake Oman and you. So,
well, I certainly appreciate that. I like to think of myself as a tough young man.
So after Saturday, I'm not even going to say assuming you beat Samson and T-Money. I'm just going to say after you beat Samson and T-Money again.
Yes, goes without saying.
Will your focus shift to the tag team champions?
Well, that remains to be seen. If we're being real, you know, when we took out the Bronze Swingers, we had them right where we want them. It was essentially Jake Oman and myself taking on the Swinger on his lonesome. So if we really wanted the tag team championships, we could have taken them then. And we know that the same is true of any time that we want those titles. But for right now, I think where our head is that we just simply want to beat up every team and show them who is the best tag team in the Northern Wrestling Federation. And not only in the Northern Wrestling Federation, but the best tag team in the area. You see, Jake Oman and myself have been overlooked and underrated for far too long. And what we're going to do this Saturday is show everyone why.
You know, I will definitely agree that you are two of the most underrated stars in this area. And like I said, I've known you for quite a long time. I've known Jake Oman for quite a long time, and I'm glad to see both of you finally getting what you deserve. And I believe it's long overdue. Absolutely.
For Jake Oman, you know. And, you know, I mean, I can sit here and brag about myself all day, but in my opinion, Jake Oman is one of the most underrated wrestlers in the entire world today. And it's a shame that he hasn't had an opportunity to show what he can do on a bigger stage. But for right now, we are focused on Saturday and beating the living crap out of T-Money and Samson.
Well, I for one will be there, front row VIP as always. And I'm definitely looking forward to watching you and Jake beat the crap out of Samson and T-Money.
We intend to put on a very good show for you then.
I am definitely looking forward to it. Is there, before I let you go, because I've got another, there's going to be more to this show than just this interview. Is there anything out there, or is there anything you want to say to any team or anybody out there? Just as a warning, or maybe you want to impart some advice to younger.
I guess the advice that I would give to any young team is to stay out of Jake Oman and Mine's way, because
that's really good advice.
You get in the ring with us, and you know you're in for a beatdown. And that's what we've proven. That's what we're going to continue to prove to any team with the balls enough to get in our way.
That is definitely that is definitely sound advice. So any young teams out there, stay out of the way of Muldoon and Jake Oman. They're out for blood, and you don't want it to be yours.
Now, of course, if they want to get into the ring with us, we would be more than happy to, because if they want to put on the resume that they've wrestled the best tag team in the area, well, then they can certainly do that.
Well, if they put you guys down as the best team in the area, they definitely wouldn't be wrong.
Well, that is much appreciated, sir. Glad to see there's one level to
the
fan.
Well, I appreciate that. And I actually believe we're being joined by your tag team partner.
Can everyone hear?
There he is.
Perfect.
Jake Oman, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you for having me, man.
Jake,
we've been
too busy doing Hindu squats.
Yeah, I got a little carried away in the gym, and then everyone wants my autograph, and before I knew it, it was 7:12.
I believe that. We've actually been sitting here singing your praises, so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Most are true.
Yeah, so now it's Jake's turn to talk about how good I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't choose tag team partners that are the best potential professional wrestler out there. Why would I waste my time with less than the best? I can just do single stuff.
That's very true. You're an accomplished singles wrestler as well.
Yeah, so we talked about how we're messing up Samson and T-Money.
Yeah, we pretty well covered that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we're going to do that real good.
That's true. We are going to do that.
And like I said, I cannot wait to be there, front row VIP, to watch every minute of it.
How long have you been going to NWF Fine, sir?
Oh, about 2.5 years now? 3 years?
Perfect. Perfect. So you know exactly what Samson and T-Money brings to the table. And I hear
absolutely.
They're great competitors. I've seen them. They're great competitors. And, yeah, we're going to make short work of them. I mean, we beat their ass last month at Fairfield, no problem.
Absolutely. It was a
yeah.
It was definitely
get
a fight,
Jake. Apparently, there are fans who think that we cheated last month, Jake. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's kind of ridiculous. They're too
that's
thugs.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's going to cheat, it's obviously them.
Right.
The referee didn't even search him for weapons before the match. Who knows what they had?
See, it was a preemptive strike on our part.
Yeah, we didn't even do anything debatably wrong. We played within the confines of the rules. The professional wrestling referees at NWF are some of the finest in the business. So to say
true.
Anything about our despicable behavior would be a reflection on the referees.
Jake makes a great point.
He does make a great point. The NWF referees are some of the best in the business.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And they declared us the winners legally and cleanly. So we're obviously the winners.
Mm-hmm. So that means that there's no debate now.
Yes, exactly. Cleared up. Samson and team might just like to complain. Obviously, they just want to complain about something.
It's typical of NWF tag teams.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I've gotten that vibe. I've only been at NWF a few months now, but I've gotten the vibe that there's a lot of whiners. And I don't stand for that.
Mm. And I can confirm, as being someone who has spent the majority of his career in the Northern Wrestling Federation, that, yes, there are quite a few whiners in that locker room.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
Although, I will say, it did surprise me that Samson and T-Money were two of those whiners, because I've had my fair share of matches with both of those gentlemen. I mean, years ago, Samson and I basically feuded with each other week in and week out for, gosh, it seemed like 2 consecutive years. And they never complained back then, so I wonder if they're just getting a little crotchety in their older ages.
Hey, sometimes people get weaker with age. Some people age like fine wine, like we have. Apparently, they haven't. Maybe their bodies are
true.
Like, well, who am I to say? I don't know their situation. All I know is we get better with time, but apparently they become babies.
Mm-hmm.
So you gentlemen are definitely not looking past this Saturday.
Well, they're not competitors you ever look past. I mean, they are viable competitors. You know, we can mock them all they want and talk about them whining, but they're still talented competitors. So we're never going to look past our opponents. Every time we step in the ring, it's an opportunity to prove a point, not only to those competitors, but to the NWS fans. We need the NWS fans to know that we mean business.
I will say that this particular NWF fan, like I said, having known both of you for several years now, I definitely know you mean business.
Exactly. We're killing it.
And, I mean, you look at Samson and T-Money, I mean, those are two of probably the two single strongest men in the Northern Wrestling Federation. I mean, you put them together, they are a dominant force against any other team. But this Saturday, we're going to be 2-0 against them after we walk out of that building. We are there to make a point of who we are and what we're there to do.
Yeah, and then they don't even have room to complain after they've lost twice clean to us. I mean, and the NWF fans can't even argue that. Two clean victories. One clean victory I don't even think they should be arguing. But we'll just hand them a second one just as a shoe-in.
Yeah, there's going to be no debate. They're not going to be able to say that this was a fluke this time around.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a rumor, and I would love for you guys to confirm or deny – either way. I heard a rumor that there was a possibility that this match could end up being a street fight.
Well, I have no interest in that. I mean, we don't need that. It's unnecessary. You know, we'll give them a regular, straight up, clean match, and we'll defeat them. That's as simple as it is. Not that we can't get down and dirty. I'm from the streets myself. I'm Barry Hood, but I see no reason for that.
Now, I mean, you put two thugs in the ring like Samson and Team Money, and who knows what's going to happen. They might try to make it a street fight, but, you know, if that's what they want to do, then I can swing a chair with the best of them.
Yeah, I assure you, I will have the referees check them before the match. I don't want any chains. I don't want any shanks. I don't want anything coming at us. Yeah, we signed the contract for a clean fight. I mean, I've heard those rumors as well, but I'm not happy about those rumors. Because that's what they are.
Yes, because Jake Owen and Muldoon are professional wrestlers, not street fighters.
Professional, yeah. We deal with contracts. We train. We beat people up. That's what we do. Professional
mm-hmm.
wrestlers.
That's what they pay us for.
Yep.
And for my money, you are two of the best in this area. Dare say the country.
It is nice to be on the program with somebody who respects our talent like you do, sir. We appreciate that.
Indeed.
Now, if only
Indeed.
The rest of the fans could come around. And that's what we're doing here on this Saturday. We're going to make most of those fans come around, even if they don't want to.
I definitely believe that once they see what you're capable of again, against two of the strongest men in the Northern Wrestling Federation, I think they'll start to come around, whether they want to or not.
That's why you're our guy. That's it. Exactly.
And the boy, Ace.
I appreciate that. You know, I think that's actually all the questions I've got for the two of you. Is there anything else you guys want to put out there to the fans, to younger up-and-coming wrestlers?
Yeah, well, to the fans, you know, make sure to follow us on social media, support all of the shows we're on, not just the Northern Wrestling Federation. Younger wrestlers, train hard, be tough. You know, a lot of too many weak people in this business. You got to train hard, blood, sweat, and tears. And a lot of people aren't willing to sacrifice that anymore. So go for it. No excuses.
I think Jake said it perfectly. I second everything he just said.
That's exactly
what I
would
have said
at NWF. Too many excuses.
Mm. Well, I do want to thank you both for being on the show. And I cannot wait to see you guys this Saturday doing what you do best.
Thank you, sir. We look forward to Saturday as well.
Indeed. Thank you very much for having us. We look forward to putting on a show.
Have a great evening, gentlemen.
You too, man. Thank you.
Yep, see ya.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the end of the world, Jake Owen and Muldoon. Catch them this Saturday as they take on Samson and T-Money in a in what will definitely be a hard-hitting wrestling match. As they set out to prove why they are the best in the world. So, that is this Saturday, January 25th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. For Jake Oman and Muldoon, this is Ace Diamond. Have a great night, everybody.